You are listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio for the Northwest.
You are entering a zone of sound and imagery, a landscape of frequency, a vocabulary of modulation. There is the signpost up ahead. Please adjust your chronometers. This is Gremlin Time.
Welcome to Gremlin Time. This is Fortunato. Tonight, we're going to have some tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. As we start off with The Father Christmas Letters by J.R.R. Tolkien, presented by our own Red Ryder.
To the children of J.R.R. Tolkien, the interest and importance of Father Christmas extended beyond his filling of their stockings on Christmas Eve, for he wrote a letter to them every year, in which he described in words and pictures his house and his friends and the events, hilarious or alarming, at the North Pole. The first of the letters came in 1920, when John the eldest was 3 years old, and for over 20 years, through the childhoods of the three other children, Michael, Christopher, and Priscilla, they continued to arrive each Christmas. Sometimes the envelopes, dusted with snow and bearing polar postage stamps, were found in the house on the morning after his visit. Sometimes the postman brought them, and letters that the children wrote themselves vanished from the fireplace when no one was about. As time went on, Father Christmas's household became larger, and whereas at first little is heard of anyone else except the North Polar Bear, later on there appear snow elves, red gnomes, snowmen, cave bears, and the polar bear's nephews, Paksu and Valkotuka, who came on a visit and never went away. But the polar bear remained Father Christmas' chief assistant, and the chief cause of the disasters that led to muddles and deficiencies in the Christmas stockings. And sometimes he wrote on the letters his comments in angular capitals. Eventually, Father Christmas took on as his secretary an elf named Ilbereth. And in the later letters, elves play an important part in the defense of Father Christmas's house and store cellars against attacks by goblins. I am dreadfully busy this year. It makes my hand more shaky than ever when I think of it. And I'm not very rich. In fact, awful things have been happening, and some of the presents have got spoilt, and I haven't got the North Polar Bear to help me, and I have had to move house just before Christmas. So you can imagine what a state everything is in, and you will see why I have a new address. It all happened like this. One very windy day last November, my hood blew off and went